WCDO.
A reminder that all of our broadcasts, our sportscasts here on WCEO, are archived. So anytime that you want to hear a game again or you want to suggest it to a relative who's in a distant location, you can just go to WCDOradio.com, go to Sports On Demand, and look down in the audio archives. All the games are right there, and you can listen anytime, 24/7. I'm Harry Graves. Billy Blake is here. He hands me the stat sheet, so that must mean that he is going to be doing the third quarter of this ball game, but not until after I say that the Morabito Halftime Report has been brought to you by the fine folks at the area's full-service energy provider. Remember, Morabito's Rewards Plus is a one-of-a-kind customer loyalty program designed to save you money and to give you more for your energy dollar. Call the folks at Morabito Energy Products, Sydney, 607-563-HEAT. The Hornets are going to be kicking to the Indians, and here with all the play-by-play, Billy Blake.
Thank you very much, Harry. We get ready for the final half of football on this Saturday from Binghamton's Alumni Stadium. Damian Young is back deep for the Groton Indians. He takes this ball from his own 10-yard line, and he gets a return of 20-plus yards. More than that, he's actually out of bounds at his own 38-yard line. He was scooting along the sidelines, and Young tried to stay in bounds as long as he could, and he was tackled at his own 45-yard line, but the official said he stepped out of bounds at his own 38. But anyway, that was a great run back by Damian Young.
So here we go for third and the second half of the ball game. I don't want to say fourth and final quarter yet. Third quarter, and for those of you who might be just joining us, it is the Groton Indians over the Harpersville Hornets. 18-7 is our score. Groton with the football.
Jeff Hatfield back out on the field leading the way for his Groton Indians. And the first play from scrimmage is a carry for Zeke Wright, I believe.
Right. That ball was literally stripped away in there by Andrew Kimmel. Kimmel had the football. He didn't end up running anywhere. He was saying, I've got it, I've got it. And the official says, no, you haven't, no, you haven't. So it is going to be a second and about nine situation. So the Indians still have the ball coming out of the ball game now. It is going to be one of the Indians. That is number 20, who I don't see right now.
Hatfield drops back looking to pass Damian Young, the intended receiver, and Young leaps up, but he can't make the catch. Incomplete. Groton pleading their case for a flag, but they won't get it, and it's third and nine.
Way up that rope ladder is Damian Young. He climbs that ladder, not able to grab down the football. He is 2'10", 6'1", a senior, looking good. That's the sad part about this. For a number of those players that end their season today, they do literally end their season if they're seniors.
Third and long for the Indians. Their first drive of the second half, and it's Zeke Wright with a pitch out to the right side. He's able to break a couple of tackles, but he is not close to the first down marker. It's fourth and I would say five for the Indians from their own 43-yard line.
Oh, I'll tell you, Wright was off and running, and Mason Dean was right on his tail, and he wouldn't let go. And he spun Wright around, and it was out of bounds gain on that play of maybe one.
And officials talking things over with Harpersville, so there might be a flag here on Groton, and officials might be trying to decide whether or not the Hornets will accept or decline a penalty. I'm trying to look around the field looking for a flag.
I don't see one. I don't see one either.
But the officials are talking things over with the Harpersville defensive players.
Well, there's some discussion going on. We'll say that. Now they're going to say that it's a rather substantial penalty that'll take the ball back down inside the 30.
Now I see the flag. It's at the 40-yard line. So it's holding on the Groton Indians, and it remains third down, but it is third and 19.
So Sometimes the breaks go your way and sometimes they don't. Damian Young split way out to the near side for the Indians.
Hatfield with a five-step drop. Pass over the middle is incomplete.
Yeah, I do believe the intended receiver that time was, I want to say that was probably Cooper. And
yeah, Tristan Cooper,
okay.
Yep.
Okay, you have the, I knew I wrote it on one of them here.
There was a lot of Harpersville players around Cooper. So even if he made the catch, he most likely would not have been able to get a lot of yards after the catch. And it's a 4th and 19 opportunity for the Indians. Stephen Lee is back deep for the Harpersville Hornets. He's standing at his own 37-yard line awaiting the punt. And the Indians punt this ball away. Stephen Lee will let this ball roll. And it's a good roll for Grine inside the 30-yard line. And the ball is going to stop dead at the 25-yard line. Not a bad punt at all by Groton.
Yeah, it was. That was one of those where Lee just let it roll, and then it was Joey Scaglione who went over and actually touched that ball down at the 25. Scaglione didn't want to allow anybody to do anything with that ball, but Lee, who is a very fast runner, didn't want to take the punishment that it could take from back there to try any sort of run back.
So the Harpersville defense did their job on the opening drive of the second half, and now let's see what the offense does, and it's Mason Dean all the way out to his own 42-yard line. He was tripped up. He actually went to go jump over a player, and he got tripped up, and I think his foot got tangled with another player's. And he's down at his own 41-yard line.
I'm not certain that he was stopped by a Groton player down on the field, and maybe the man that he was trying to leap over was Dylan McCaffrey, number 75 for Harpersville. And Dean may have just clipped him.
Mason Dean again on the ground, picks up a good chunk of yardage out to his own 48-yard line. That's about a 7 or 8 yard gain for Mason Dean, the senior.
So Dean has carried it now for about 23 yards in the last two plays. So sometimes when you need something, you go to the man. He is now up to 67 yards rushing in this game.
Under 10 minutes to play, third quarter. Now it's the little guy, Stephen Lee, and he has a first down across midfield to the Groton 47-yard line.
Yeah, Lee picking up four. He has not carried the ball that many times today. We've seen Lee in situations where he carried the ball a whole lot more.
The Hornets trying to get some momentum back. They trail 18-7 in this Class D semifinal. Devin Dean on the option. He keeps it himself. The sophomore quarterback scurries to his left. He gets a couple of yards on the play, not much.
I am not certain, but what he ran into Andrew Kimmel, I think that was a broken play because there was a collision in that backfield back there, and I think it was an intended handoff or fake handoff, and it looks like both players just simply couldn't get out of each other's way.
Second and 8 for the Hornets at the Groton Indians 46-yard line. Here is Mason Dean again, and he picks up 2 or 3.
So Devin Dean picks up about 3. Now Mason Dean comes back. It's going to be 3 more, a couple more. So as a result, it's going to be, we'll call it 3rd and about 5, longer than usual huddle for the Hornets.
Zach Ossett, the junior linebacker, was the first one to wrap up Mason Dean. 3rd and 5, big play for the Hornets. 8.5 to go in the third quarter. They trail 18-7. Winner of this game goes on to play Tioga. And here's a pitch to Mason Dean, and Mason Dean inside the 40-yard line. The first down marker is at the 38-yard line, and he might have gotten just enough for the first down. Official coming in to spot it, and now
I wouldn't be at all surprised, but we'll have the measurement here because he's that close. They're looking at that ball and adjusting, and they're going to send somebody over to the far side to bring in the chains. So we have an official's timeout momentarily.
Damian Young of Groton and Mason Dean of Harpersville right there with the official to see where the chains is, and it's a first down for the Harpersville Hornets.
Now the Harpersville Hornet mascot running up and down the track over across the way. Harpersville has the far sideline stands, and they have a very fine crowd here today. Now, if you remember, the situation at Harpersville isn't all that large, so as a result, we have lots of fans along the gates or the stands over there. Look out. Here
Stephen Lee with a huge gain for the Hornets running to the left side. He's down inside the 30, a gain of 9 or 10, close to another Harpersville first down.
Yeah, I wouldn't at all be surprised to see that first down indicator coming again.
And they are going to rule it second down and short.
Yeah, well, that's real short. Trust me, like the length of the football short.
Neither team has put a point on the board in this second half. The Groton Indians have an 18-7 lead over the Harpersville Hornets, but the Hornets are driving. They have a second and inches inside the Groton 30-yard line, and it's right up the middle with Andrew Kimmel this time, and Kimmel's got a first down. He's down at the Groton 23-yard line.
Yeah, Kimmel that time gets through for, we'll call it about six. Kimmel hasn't carried the ball all that much. It's pretty much been the two Dean boys and Lee. But that time, Kimmel gets him when he needed to. Keeps that drive going. It's now going to be another first down. We're down inside 7 minutes, period number three.
Three in the backfield for Devin Dean. He hands it off to Kimmel again, and Kimmel with another aggressive run. He's down inside the 15-yard line.
Yeah, Kimmel may very well have gotten himself a first down. We'll see where they spot the ball, but he is up very close to a 10-yard pickup. And they're going to put it right at the official's foot, and they will come in to measure it and then move the ball in from there. Oh, nobody said this wasn't going to be a game of inches, folks. And you can hear the fans whooping it up in the stands as they are trying to get things going. The Indian fans getting a little bit of excitement going. Now they come in, and it is first down for the Harpersville Hornets. And it will be on top of that, first and 10 from about the 13.
Hornets looking to put points on the board. They're down 18-7. It's a two-possession ball game. As the clock rolls along, we are midway through the third quarter, 6:15 and counting. Three in the backfield for Mason Dean. And it's another run.
That's sweet.
It's Kimmel, and Kimmel goes all the way to the 5-yard line, but he would not go down easily.
Now, Kimmel that time earned all of his keep. I'll tell you, they've let the two Dean boys and Lee do all the ball carrying, and now all of a sudden, Kimmel comes through and has three, four really good plays. This one getting the Hornets down at about the 5-yard line.
Second and two at the 5. It's Kimmel again. Mason Dean, not Kimmel, but Mason Dean. He's running to the right side of the field, and he's out of bounds at the 2-yard line. Let's see if they rule that a first down, and yes, they do. The head referee says it's a first down, so it's first and goal inside the 2 for the Hornets.
Remember, we saw probably the most dramatic goal line stand by these Indians in almost that exact location in the first quarter. So Harpersville has been there before. Let's see if they can cash in this time.
Dean, Kimmel, and Lee in the backfield, and they go right up the middle with the big boy, Andrew Kimmel. And Andrew Kimmel puts 6 points on the board for the Hornets. It's a touchdown, Harpersville, with 5:29 to play in the third quarter.
I'll tell you, mentally, the Harpersville Hornets needed that play. You can say they needed it score-wise, but they needed that emotionally right there.
And now it's a 5-point ball game. If they go for the 2-point conversion and get it, they can cut their deficit to a field goal, and the Hornets approach the line of scrimmage. They will go for 2. 3 in the backfield, the receiver split out to the right. And Mason Dean gets the ball, and he runs up the middle for the two-point conversion. And the Harpersville Hornets are right back in it. 5:29 to go, third quarter. Groton 18, Harpersville 15. It is the Class D semifinal on the Tri-County Heartbeat. WCDO.
With cooler weather on the way, now's the time to think about getting your furnace and air ducts clean for this year's heating season. Kurt Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney can install, service, and repair furnaces, hot water heaters, and boilers. Kurt also offers air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric work, and carpentry. From decks, porches, and siding installation to minor home repairs and even complete remodeling of your home or business, for professional, quality work at reasonable prices, call 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCDO.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Damian Young with the phenomenal return for the Groton Indians. He's all the way out to his own 48-yard line after breaking numerous tackles. It was a good kick by Brandon Van Etten for the Hornets, but Damian Young took the ball from about his own 13-yard line and ran right up the middle of the field and weaved his way to the 48-yard line.
Well, this is one of those situations. People used to say, watch the third quarter.
5:19 to go. Hatfield passes. It's a deep pass down the right side to Damian Young, and Young gets tripped up, and that pass ball is incomplete.
Yeah, Damian Young was being pursued in there by Stephen Lee. I think Young tripped over his own feet, but regardless, the long pass that time from Hatfield fell not anywhere near good. So it was one of those that I said the people used to say, watch the momentum that you see in the third quarter. Lots of times what you saw in the first half can change a whole lot. And you'll see if the Hornets have gotten what's known as the Big Mo.
Second and 10 for the Indians from their own 48. Zeke Wright gets the carry. Zeke Wright running left. Zeke Wright gets 2 yards.
Oh.
Not much for him. John Andrews was the first Harpersville defender there.
Oh, Andrews just made a vicious tackle that time. He just literally, it was like a bulldogging contest. You get the guy up around the shoulders, and you just hang on and ride him down from there. While at the same time being careful not to touch the helmet, because that's a bozo no-no. So, 4:40 on the clock, period number 3. Groton Indians 18, the Harpersville Hornets 15. Football here on WCDO on a Saturday evening.
Receiver split out to the right side. Hatfield takes a 5-step drop, and he is sacked in the backfield.
Oh, give credit that time. I don't know if that was number 70. Scott Gregory is what it looked like to me. And Gregory just pummeled Hatfield, dropping him back for about a 6-yard loss. It brings up a fourth, and we'll call it 16. And let me tell you, Hatfield all of a sudden is tasting a little bit of Harper's defense.
A 3-and-out for the Indians. That going back to the touchdown for the Hornets, that snapped an 18-0 run for Groton. And the punt goes back to Stephen Lee. He's let it roll a couple times, and he lets it roll again, and this time it rolls inside the 10-yard line.
Yeah, but I think that he, at this point, the last thing he wanted to do is, remember, Stephen Lee weighs about 150 pounds. You don't want to go out and do something like trying to do an 85-yard run back and get smeared. He's probably more valuable letting the quarterback, Devin Dean, set up the plays and move them out a little bit at a time. And we'll see where we go from here. Reserves coming into the ballgame now for the Groton Indians.
So there's 3:35 to go, third quarter. The Groton Indians have an 18-15 lead over the Harpersville Hornets, but the Hornets have their offense back on the field. It's Mason Dean off to the right side, and he picks up a couple yards on the first down carry.
Oh, Mason Dean gets easily across the 10. He picks up, we'll call it about 4, as he just continues to move on in. 3:18 showing on the clock.
Second and seven from the 12 for the Hornets. Harpersville has definitely controlled time of possession in this third quarter. Another run for Harpersville. It's Stephen Lee. Stephen Lee running to the left side. He spins away from one tackle, and he gets a first down, and he's out to his own 23-yard line.
That's exactly what I was saying. I think that Stephen Lee was more valuable on that run, picking up the first down, because he picked up about 10 yards right there, than he would have been risking injury by trying to run back from the depths of his own end, or not from his end zone, but from his own territory. We're going to have a pause in the action. It is an 18-15 ball game, a honey of a Class D semifinal game here from Alumni Stadium on your station for sports, WCDO.
Are you ready for winter driving? Have you checked your tires and antifreeze level? Why not stop at Sydney Tire for a free evaluation? Sydney Tire has the right tire to meet your driving needs, from wet traction all-season treads to aggressive, studdable, and non-studdable snow tires. Their friendly experienced staff is ready to help you. But are you ready for winter driving? Stop into Sydney Tire on Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Or call Sydney Tire at 563-2828 today.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Well, Billy, we have seen 3 good football games. We have broadcast 3 good football games.
Absolutely. Unitigo and Tioga went down to the wire. Sydney and Waverly had a great game as well, and this one is shaping up just like the other two we've had today on WCDO. It's first and 10 for the Hornets from their own 23, and there's a carry for Andrew Kimmel, and he picks up 3 yards on the play. It's second and 7.
Yeah, Kimmel just puts his head down, keeps on going. They're across now the 25 to about the 26-yard line.
And the other game today from Binghamton's Alumni Stadium was a 48-12 victory for Shenango Forks over Lansing. And the Blue Devils will take on Waverly in the Class C final.
I'm glad we didn't broadcast that one.
Second and 7. It's a pitch out to Mason Dean. Mason Dean has a whole bunch of running room. He's got a first down to his own 39.
That one started back at the 26-yard line. Now, they just put the markers back, so I think there's been a flag down here, and they're going to call it against Harpersville. The linesman over the far side had already picked up the down marker and was ready to move, but the whistle calls all that back. That's tough when you see a fine play by Mason Dean that time going to be called back. They will move that ball all the way back to the 24-yard line. They didn't go back to the line of scrimmage, so that's to go from the point of the foul and get moved back, which is almost to the line of scrimmage.
It's second and 9 for the Hornets with 2:09 to go in the third. Tioga waiting patiently in the stands, as either Groton or Harpersville will play them next week in the Class D final.
So a couple more new men coming into the ball game. It looks like Michael McMillan coming in, replacing John Andrews. And what a game John Andrews has played.
Kimmel alone in the backfield. They send Stephen Lee in motion. Stephen Lee gets the ball. He has some room across the left side of the field, and he's down at his own 32-yard line, about 1 or 2 yards away from the first down marker.
Oh, I'm telling you, Stephen Lee this time picking up about 10 yards. It's just go, go, go. And Harpersville here in the third quarter, it doesn't make any difference. You go to Mason Dean for a while, then you go to Andrew Kimmel for a while, then you go to Stephen Lee. It's just working.
Third and 1.
and split to the near side, it's going to be the aforementioned John Andrews.
Devin Dean takes things into his own hands, and on the quarterback keeper, Devin Dean gets the first down and more out to his own 44-yard line.
Devin Dean picks up about 9, makes it look easy. Sweet play. So now we're toward midfield. The ball spotted down just high of the 42-yard line. Still in Harpersville territory, under a minute.
Less than a minute to go. Another quarterback keeper for Devin Dean. That one only goes for 1 or 2 yards.
I didn't mean to take your thunder there, dude.
No worries.
So the Indians try to dig in under 40 seconds now, so the Hornets will have time for 1, possibly 2 plays in a very successful third quarter.
2nd and 8, 2 in the backfield for the Hornets. And it's Mason Dean up the middle, and he is a yard short of midfield. It will be 3rd and 3 for the Hornets from their own 49-yard line, and they will wait for that play, as they will just let the clock run out in this third quarter. It is the Groton Indians clinging to a 3-point lead over the Harpersville Hornets, 18-15. We got the last 12 minutes coming up next on the Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO.
Get hungry late at night? Working late this weekend? No place open to get a bite to eat? Yes, there is. The Sydney McDonald's drive-thru is open 24 hours every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. The full menu is available, too. So if your tummy rumbles late at night on the weekend, no problem. Big Macs, Quarter Pounders, Chicken Sandwiches, Salads, Fish Filets, Ice Cream, Cookies, Value Meals, and more, including the Dollar Menu. It's all available 24 hours every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at the Sydney McDonald's drive-thru. And the lobby is open till 11 p.m. 7 days a week at the Sydney McDonald's.
Did you realize that over 85% of Americans own a cell phone, but only 48% own an individual life insurance policy? That leaves way too many families who will be unprotected if they suddenly lose a parent. That's why we'd also like to point out that 100% of State Farm agents offer life insurance. So if you're at a place where procrastination just meant motivation, use that cell phone of yours to call State Farm agent Rose Smith today at 563-3533.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Billy Blake back at Binghamton's Alumni Stadium. We've put nearly 10 hours of work in today here at Alumni Stadium, but we have 12 minutes left to bring you the final quarter of action. Here's Harry Graves.
Sometimes things are work, and sometimes they're play. Stephen Lee gets the football, gets down to the 40-yard line. With displays like that, work becomes play. So the Hornets now have the ball on the 40, 1st and 10. They are in Indian territory. Just in the opening moments of period number 4, they have a man split out to the right side. Devin Dean goes in there to Andrew Kimmel. Kimmel inside the 15, inside the 25, is finally going to be tripped up, but not until he gets the first down. So Andrew Kimmel goes down for about 17 yards on that. And now the Harpersville Hornets definitely feeling the smell of pay dirt.
And they have done a great job of clock management here, keeping the Groton offense off the field. Every time the Groton offense has been on the field in the second half, I think they've gone 3 and out.
Oh, look out. It's going to be Devin Dean, first down territory. He gets down to inside the 15 to about the 14, so he'll pick up a long 8. On that quarterback keeper by sophomore Devin Dean. Wow. They just keep on going and going and going. Here we go. Taylor Niles splits out to the right side. Dean looks up and down his line, pitches the ball back to Stephen Lee. This could be it, but there may be a flag to backfield. Let's see. We are going to have the touchdown signal go up, but it looks to me like there may very well be a flag. and it is a flag thrown at about the 16-yard line, and they say it is against the Hornets. I don't know if you spotted the flag or not. And let's see. Yep, they're going to mark that ball down at the 25. So it will be second down again. It appeared to be a holding violation against the Hornets. So it's second and 12. So you can't write down the touchdown yet. 10:24 showing on the clock. Still a three-point ball game. Devin Dean. Now pitch, or doesn't really pitch the ball back. He hands it back rather gently to Mason Dean, but Mason Dean will only get to the line of scrimmage. Said Mason Dean, and here we go. No, that was probably Andrew Kimmel if I take a better look at it, because suddenly Dean comes into the huddle from the opposite side. Inside 10 minutes. Once again, Niles splits to the right side. We haven't seen a pass in a long time, and we won't now. It's going to be Lee who gets that running room, but not much of it, as he will get inside the 25. Second time I've done that in a row. It will bring up a fourth down and about 11 after that penalty. And with that, the Harpersville Hornets want to take a little bit of time and regroup. Devin Dean still over near the far sideline talking to the coaches.
We saw the Indians on a third and long have a touchdown run for Zeke Wright, but on fourth down, it's much more of a gamble to run the ball, but they do have just Kimmel in the backfield.
So here we go. It will be scrambling Devin Dean. He gets away from one man, gets away from the second man. He is finally caught in his backfield for a loss of a couple of yards. So it will be first and 10 Indians, as the ball will be spotted down at the 27-yard line. The Indians take over from there. So, since halftime, all of the momentum has been with Harpersville. The Indians would very much like to change that right now. They have 8:55 showing on the clock at a slim three-point lead. Zach Diedrichsen splits to the near side. The ball is going to be kept on the ground as plunging his way up is number 22, Zeke Wright. Wright, getting a good burst of energy there, will get up close to first down territory. Give him about 9.
Yeah, and Grind, when they've gotten their offensive unit out on the field this second half, they haven't been able to sustain a drive and keep the clock going. And now as we approach the 8-minute mark of this fourth quarter, it's crucial for the Indians to not only keep the ball but keep that clock moving and get closer to adding more points to their lead.
Hey, the ball will go to Joey Scaglione. Scaglione will get the first down as he is up to the 44-yard line. Pick up on that play of about 5-6 yards. So it is going to be the first down for the Indians. And we'll try it all over again. Zach Diedrichsen, the senior, splits out to the far side. Tristan Cooper to the near side. The play will be on the ground. That person runs like Zeke Wright. So Zeke picking up about 6 as he gets to the 49-yard line. Now the ball spotted down closer to the 50. And the Hornet defense wants to dig in right here at midfield. 7:29, the clock running. Long count by Hatfield. The ball kept on the ground again. And let's see. That is going to be the aforementioned Mr. Wright one more time. He gets down
First down at the 45. And with that, the Harpersville Hornets want to stiffen the defense, so they'll call timeout to try to slow things down. So it's as important to slow things down and break the pendulum swing, which is now going back toward the Groton Indians. Nobody said this game was going to end early. One of the field managers here says, well, it'll be 11 o'clock before we get out of here. And at that time, Billy, I'm saying to myself, I hope we're out of here before 11 o'clock. And there are fans who have been here all day today. They are the loyal and the faithful. So it is 7:15 remaining in the ball game. Still a three-point contest. We're at 9:40 already. And we will see where we go from here. Harpersville scored first. Then it was Groton who increased their lead to about 10. And look out, Joey Scaglione may just add more to the score as he is finally going to be ridden out of bounds at about the 11 or 12-yard line. Scaglione just exploded up the left sideline, got the first down, and now it looks like it could be Groton who smells pay dirt.
And give the Indians credit because they had their backs up against the wall. Even though they had a lead on the scoreboard, it felt like Harpersville was the team on top midway through that third quarter, and even in the early stages of this fourth quarter, but they were able to get a stop on fourth down. They got the turnover on downs, and now between Scaglione and Wright, Groton has moved right down the field and into scoring position.
So here we go again. The next one, it's going to be Wright. Touchdown. It was Zeke Wright. Touchdown from the 12. So that was an interesting one in that Zeke Wright took it, and he was in a position where it almost looked like he was trying to fake having the football, as he just shielded it down in such a manner that it looked like he might not even have it. And he scampered in. Well, scampered isn't the right term. Exploded in for the touchdown. So our score has gone up to 24-15, a nine-point lead. They'll try the two-point conversion, and the ball will be grabbed by Hatfield, and Hatfield is going to be grabbed from behind and brought down hard. The score remains 24-15, a nine-point lead, and we have 7 minutes remaining in this contest. So after a full quarter of pretty much dominating play in the third period, things have slowed considerably for the Hornets. And they do get back ready to run this one back.
Yeah,
your head is bobbing like
with 7:01 left to go, it's time to step up and you really start to separate the men from the boys in these sort of situations because you can't think about the score right now. You just have to think about getting downfield, putting points on the board. You can't let the Groton fans get in your head right now. If you're Harpersville, if you're Groton, defensively, you have to make another stand. You did last time, and that enabled your offense to drive down the field and put six more points on the board for you. And the good thing for Groton is it's a two-possession game. So even if Harpersville scores 6 points and adds the two-point conversion, they're still down by 1 point, but Groton is 0-for-4 tonight on two-point conversions.
So the ball is going to be kicked away. This time Stephen Lee will explode up the field, and he will have a run back. And I say that, and then I look down and see that it is Mason Dean carrying the football. He'll get back to about the 40-yard line. So he and Lee were both back there, but it was Dean that was on the near side of the field, and he cut in a manner that made him look like the running style of Mr. Lee.
John Andrews splits out to the far side. The ball is going to be kept by Devin Dean. Dean will have 5 yards. He's still up. He may have the first down. We'll see if it's going to be close enough for them to measure. And it may very well be. Let's see. Now we'll say that it's going to be a gain of 9.5. I haven't seen the signal yet, and apparently, well, now they're going to say first down. So they'll move the chains. Here we go again. Niles split to the near side. The ball will be given off in there to Mason Dean. Dean blows through on the right side, gets across midfield down to the 46. Give him a pickup of about 5 yards, 2nd and 5. This is not over yet. 6:23 showing on the clock.
Mason Dean taking a lot of time here to talk the play over with his coaches, and I know there's 6 minutes left, but we've talked about how the clock has become a factor in the 3 other games here today, and sooner or later, probably sooner, it's going to become an enemy for Harpersville.
Oh, the ball handed off in there to Stephen Lee, and this time the little fella can't blow through. Lee is going to be caught in the backfield, and he will lose a yard or two on that play. The ball put down at the 48-yard line. Lee, a 5'6", 147-pound junior, is the lightest man in the backfield for the Hornets. Andrews split off to the right side. Niles left side. And with this, it's going to be a pass that will go down to Andrews. And now they were going to say he was out of bounds. Andrews didn't like that one at all. That was not the world's best pass. It was passed up there by, of all people, Mason Dean. But he went down to Andrews. It was sort of a wobbly, wounded duck pass, as they say. But they say that Andrews was out of bounds. 5:18 on the clock. So we're back in pretty much the same situation. Same men split out. This time they'll come over intended for Taylor Niles. But the ball was touched and deflected by one of the red jerseys, and as a result, it is a long strike. And with that, we will have the Harpersville Hornets taking over on downs. And now they could chew up a whole lot of clock.
Yeah, Groton takes over, and I think Harpersville only has 2 timeouts left. And I would expect to see a good dose of Zeke Wright in the final 5-16. Keep it on the ground with him. He's been your go-to guy all game long. As the saying goes, you dance with the girl that brought you there. And here we are in the final 5-16. Look to Zeke Wright to close it out for Groton.
24-15 is the score. Zeke Wright gets lots of running room as he blows out from the 48, goes across midfield, across the 40, across the 35, finally ridden out of bounds at the 31-yard line. Good run of about 20 yards for Mr. Wright and another first down. And with that, things quiet a bit here at Binghamton's Alumni Stadium. People driving by on the expressway have to be seeing the bright lights. They may or may not know that we've got Class D semifinal football on the ground. It is going to be kept down to number 12. That is going to be who? Tristan Cooper. So Cooper, carrying that ball, will pick up a couple of yards as he just gets it inside the 30-yard line to the 29. A couple more changes coming in. Diedrichsen coming out of the ball game. And number 20, who is that? That's Kyle Brown going back in. And the ball will be kept on the ground as it's going to be, again, Zeke Wright, who does the job. He will get down inside the 25 to the 24, and it will bring up a third, and we'll call it about 3.5. 4:13, the clock still running. 75 out, 57 in. 57 is Chris Van Benschoten returning. He was a starter in this ball game. Had gone out in favor of his, one of his teammates here. That was Kyle Krismer, who is in. Ooh, look out. That's going to be Joey Scaglione. They're going to hang on to Scaglione. Andrew Kimmel grabs a hold of him and wouldn't let go. And it is going to be shy of the first down, I do believe. And it will bring up a fourth and still a couple. And this is one of those situations where you may not want to give up possession of the football. The Indians going to have to try to keep this one going. But they're going to have to wait a few seconds to do it as the Indian coach calls timeout to set up a play. You're listening to WCDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Jeff Hatfield and company come back out onto the field. They're ready to go. Fourth and a couple. We'll see where we go from here. And, well, it is going to be first down. No, it is not. They're going to say it was a legal procedure called against the Indians. And they will move the ball back. Boy, I saw movement over there. I didn't see the gentleman moving for the Indians, but I saw motion on the other side, and I thought the first down was given right there. Instead, it's going to be fourth and about seven.
Yeah, Harpersville might have gotten away with that one. Definitely looked like Groton, the offensive line for them, stayed still while somebody on the Harpersville defense have jumped the gun a bit, but it's fourth and seven.
Well, I didn't see the movement, but then again, I'm not the official. Here we go, dropping back. Hatfield, he wants the pass, and he will miss. It's just simply a long strike. Stephen Lee was going step for step with the intended receiver that time. I want to say it was Zach Diedrichson. Yes, it is. And with that, Lee was not able to keep up with him, but he distracted Diedrichson enough so that Diedrichson couldn't catch up with the football either. Oh, 3:23. Here we go. Possession on downs goes to the Harpersville Hornets. And with that, the ball will be handed off to Lee. He finds running room, picks up a first down, then loses his footing at about the 40. And it will be first and 10 for the Harpersville Hornets at the 40-yard line after picking up about 13.
Yeah, and they are in a no-nonsense kind of approach right now, getting right to the line of scrimmage. And now here's Mason Dean.
No, that is not. That ball was, it's going to be a loose ball. And I guess it was Mason Dean. I was going to say it was somebody else. It looked to me like Colin Whitbeck who was carrying the ball, but we haven't seen Whitbeck in the ball game at all. The ball is coughed up and brought down by one of the Indians, so the Indians get possession again after that loose ball violation, and as a result, it will be Groton with the football at the 43-yard line.
And with that, Harpersville goes on defense with 3 minutes remaining in this contest. And now you will really see concerted clock burning. Ball going to go to Joey Scaglione. A flag is thrown way across on this far side of the field. And they're going to pick up that football and march off five against the against the Indians of Groton. That moves the ball out to the 48 and brings up a first and 15.
And that's just a mental error with the illegal procedure penalty, and Groton on the brink of winning this ball game. Harpersville with that turnover takes a lot of momentum away, and penalties like that kind of suck the air out of your team.
So the ball will be pitched back in there. That is Zeke Wright. Wright gets a little bit of running room, getting back to the 45-yard line, picking up about three. But then he is hit by two Harpersville Hornets, and his forward progress is stopped. Diedrichsen back in the ball game for the Indians. Harpersville trying to dig in, hope for a miracle like a loose football. Miracles don't happen, they are earned. This time the ball is going to be carried by Joey Scaglione, but who is there? Devin Dean. And Dean stops Scaglione right in his tracks at the line of scrimmage. Third and still about 12, but down to two even, and the clock is running. And now you see Hatfield looking up at that clock and letting as much of it run down as he can. Diedrichsen brings in the play from the bench. The Indians out of the huddle, 1:41, the clock running. Hatfield drops back, he wants to pass, he has a man open, and bingo, first down for the Indians as this drive continues. And coming up off the ground down there, it is going to be, I want to say, number 19. Is that Damian Young?
Yeah, Young with another big catch.
So Damian Young keeps things going for the Indians. 1:24 and the clock still running. So Harpersville came into this game looking to get into their first championship game. That is unlikely to happen. The ball is going to be into the hands of Joey Scaglione, and Scaglione is given a ride backwards as he is back to the 35-yard line. Although they will say that the forward progress is going to be at the 30, so he took a big, long ride backwards. And with that, things are beginning to wind down. I want to make sure that I thank a whole bunch of people since it looks like our season is ending. I want to thank you, the listeners. I want to thank the fine sponsors who make these broadcasts possible. Joe Gardner back in the main studio of WCDL. All of the folks who put together the commercials, the salespeople, the production people. And I want to thank the coaches and the athletic directors who have been most cooperative in providing terrific hospitality. When I needed information, they came through and supplied it all the way down the line. Never a lost email or any lack of cooperation in any way. I want to mention a few of the people who have texted us score updates. Here we go, back at action. The ball will be into the hands of number 22, Zeke Wright. And Zeke Wright will get the touchdown, now they're going to say. At first, I thought they were going to say he was hit out of bounds at about the 1-yard line.
But Zeke Wright blew through with 58 seconds showing on the clock. 57.9, if you want to be specific about it. The score goes up to 30-15. And with that, it will be an opportunity to try for the PAT. So here we go. Week number 9, a triple header and all sorts of excitement for Tri-Town listeners. The ball is going to be into the hands of Scaglione. Scaglione will not score. So the score remains 30-15. And we'll keep that broadcast right here, as it will give me a little bit more time to talk about the people that have been ever so important in putting together these games for us over the past few weeks. And next year, good Lord willing, I might be back and do it again. Who knows? Tyler Maycumber is one of the press box announcers over at Bainbridge-Guilford High School. He managed to make sure that I was kept abreast of what was happening at BG games when we were broadcasting elsewhere. We had other players and fans and parents who did the same thing. Make sure that you check the weather summaries to make sure you're staying abreast of what has happened. Things are getting a little chilly now. It's supposed to start raining, but then again, the last time I checked the weather, it was early this morning, and a lot can happen. Ball end over end, and it is going to be picked up in there by Mason Dean. Back at the 10-yard line, Mason Dean will be brought down hard. And it looks to me the man who brings him down is going to be, I want to say, number 10 for Groton. I don't even know if I have a number 10 up on these. I do. Sophomore Brandon Decker making that stop. So he got into the ball game and has his moment of glory. Now he comes to the near sideline, takes his helmet off. It's okay playing on special teams. Sometimes your glory is short-lived. 54 seconds. The ball, Mason Dean. He wants to go into the air. That's going to be picked off. Going to be picked off in there by Diedrichsen. Diedrichsen sees he's going to run into all sorts of white shirts, so he throws the ball inbounds as he steps out of bounds. And Diedrichsen is one happy player. Zach Diedrichsen, number 11, 5'7", 162-pound senior, just turns around and sees the clock showing 44 seconds. And then Groton will be heading toward the Section 4 championship game next weekend. So here we go. It is going to be Jeff Hatfield who will drop down and take the knee, and that will pretty much seal the fate right there. 38 seconds, and the clock will run down. He'll probably have to go back and take one more knee before it's all over. A very dejected Harpersville Hornet team over on the far sideline. And I see that we will be having another knee, as you would expect, and that takes care of it right there. So the clock will be allowed to run down. And with that, a very happy Indian team. Some of the players doing their aerobatic exuberance out in front of us. Cat got your tongue?
Yeah, it was a great game. I mean, Groton really fought hard there in the second half, and Harpersville looked like they were going to come back and take the lead of the third quarter, but Grimes put it away, and Zeke Wright led the way for them with three touchdowns, and the Indians will take on the Tigers next week.
I don't know that that's exactly an enviable task, but we will leave that for the prognosticators to discuss. The post-game show is being brought to you by the fine folks at NBT Bank, serving the community for over 150 years and always putting the customers first every single game. Your NBT offensive player.
Zeke Wright, three touchdowns. He had that one carry for a 75-yard touchdown run. He led the way for them, and he put up 18 points. He put up 18 of the Groton's 30 points, and Zeke Wright, the running back offensive player of the game.
Am I surprised?
Not at all.
So he ends up getting enough in there, 18 points. He single-handedly, we will say, defeated the Harpersville Hornets. It's not quite that simple, but the result is about the same. Post-game show also being sponsored by the Catalog Outlet, your store with over 1,000 items for a good deal and a good deal more. Shop the Catalog Outlet in Unadilla, in North Norwich, in Oneonta, and a new location in Margaretville in Delaware County. Dynamic defense winner.
Zach Diedrichson for the Groton Indians. He had two interceptions tonight. One came late in the fourth quarter. That really put the icing on the cake for the Indians, and Zach Diedrichson will need another performance like that on the defensive side of the ball if they are going to beat Tioga next week.
I think I think that is something that everybody would have with a bit of trepidation. The meeting of both teams going on right in the center of the field. The coach for Jeff Lewis for the Groton Indians addressing his team, and the television cameras walking around taking pictures. Meanwhile, over across the way, I am certain that the coaches are wishing the very, very best and congratulating the Harpersville Hornets for ending that 27-season non-winning streak. You don't like the end of the unenviable ones. Finally, the All-Purpose Award is being sponsored by the Smith Agency, your local State Farm agent, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Call Rose Smith at Sydney, 563-3533. An All-Purpose Awardee, Mr. Billy Blake.
I had to throw Mason Dean in there for Harpersville, the senior. He's done it all season long for them with the bulk of the carries on the offensive side of the ball. Also plays in the secondary on defense. It's a tough way for a senior to go out on the losing end, but Mason Dean, the All-Purpose player. And if I may here, I also want to say a quick couple thank yous on my own. A thank you to Gary Wickham, who recommended me to join the WCDO family this for the football season. Thank you.
What happened? What'd you do? Lose your you've been messing around. Screw your headset back in, and then when you get that done, you aren't making any progress, my friend. Here, I got an easier, simpler way for you to do it.
Yeah, so as I was saying, thank you, Professor Wickham, for giving me the recommendation to come on and be a part of WCDO. Also, a big thank you to Joe back in the studio, all your hard work filling us in with the commercials and letting us know who's listening to all the games. Also want to thank Craig Harris, the boss at WCDO, for allowing me to come on and be a part. And last but not least, thank you, Harry, for letting me be a part of the broadcast every Friday night and Saturday afternoon. Really appreciate it, and it's been a great ride for me.
Well, we very much appreciate, Billy. You want to put your headset back together? We'll be more than happy to. How did you end up doing that? Nervousness? You just We have headsets here, and we have cords that go into the bottom of the headset, and it's a screw in. And I know I screwed that thing in tight. You get it back on?
No.
Well, in that case, maybe we'll just end up, if you want to say anything else, you'll have to use the stick, Mike. In any event, the final score again, 30-15 was our final. That is the end of our season. And what can we do? We'll come back again. And I will simply say thank you very much for lending us your ears this season. I am Harry Graves.
And I'm Billy Blake.
And believe it or not, He can speak into a stick, Mike, as well as he can a headset, Mike. So for the last time this year, I'll be saying for continuous favorites, make sure you're listening to FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO. From Binghamton's Alumni Stadium, good night, everybody.